Yo, welcome to the podcast. It's me, Luis Miranda. Sorry about that. Got something in my throat. But this episode, just talk about some stuff I've been up to. Also, gonna take a little break from the podcast. I'll let you know why in a little bit. You know, and again, shout out to everybody that's been listening. I appreciate it. The audience is growing, so share the podcast with your friends, family, whoever, right? If you got any ideas, message me, hit me up. But yeah, we'll get to that stuff here in a second. We'll be right back. And I'm back. So again, thoughts, right? It's my thoughts, happy hour or less. So my thoughts this past week, I focused a lot on self-improvement. You know, the weather's getting nice outside, so I made sure that I got outside a little bit every single day. I've been running more consistently, so I made sure to get 3 runs in this week. I don't know about you, but I like to use the Nike running app on my iPhone. It's nice. They got guided runs in there and whatnot. And, you know, with winter and kind of the rainy spring season, I haven't been able to get out as much. And so I just, you know, started like their beginner running. It's like a 4-week thing, and it tells you what to do and where to, how far to run. And, sweet, they got like little coaches and stuff that kind of talk you through what you should be doing while you're running, and it's nice. Right, helps me stay focused and committed to bettering my health. I used to run, you know, like 10 miles plus a week, and hopefully I can get back there and be consistent again. You know, and like I said, so I also been skating more often. Again, since the weather's nice, it gives me opportunities to get outside to skate. Skating also is helpful, right? So physically it's helpful. It helps me build you know, my cardio, my stamina, whatnot, you know, on top of my running. So I kind of run one day, skate the next, you know, just like a alternate form of exercise for me. And so it's awesome. And but skating has, it's nice because it helps me mentally. I don't know what it is about it. The only other thing that comes close to helping me mentally is like playing volleyball. There's something about it when you're doing it, the, you know, stress and worries that I have kind of shut off, and I just focus on what I'm doing at that moment, you know. And so with skating, it's just, you feel like a kid, and yeah, like my brain just, like my worries kind of go away for a second, and I just roll around, and it's nice to kind of, you know, it's like riding a bike, I think, for people. It's just, you feel free, and, you know, and then I get into doing some tricks, and when you land a trick, you know, you just feel on top of the world, especially if it's something you've been trying to land for a while. And then I feel better because, like, when I learn new tricks, and I add them into, what I can already do, it just feels awesome. So, yeah, just love skating. Helps me mentally, physically. Running, same thing. It does the same thing sometimes, but other days it's kind of self-torture. So it doesn't always help me as mentally as I want it to. Other than that, just focusing on trying to learn and grow and not be stagnant, not be online all day, getting outside, go for a walk, enjoy nature. Yeah, just really working on me this past week. Especially before, I don't have as much time to myself anymore. So gonna take a quick break. Need a drink, clear my throat, and then when we come back, I'll talk about why I'm gonna take a break from the podcast for a week or two. I don't know. We'll see. Might have to be a month. I don't know, because there'll be some adjustments, but. But yep, be right back. So the reason why I'm gonna have to take a break from the podcast is I'm moving my family across the country. Some of you guys know, again, if you listen to the podcast, I quit teaching, got a new job. And so we are moving across the country, which is gonna take a minute. And then I'm gonna have to get set up in my new house, and there's just a lot of things that come with moving, right? Moving in general is already difficult, and now we are doing it all the way across the country. Should be a good time though. Really looking forward to it, right? I'm finally gonna be able to take that family road trip that I've always been wanting to go on. See some friends and see some new places and experience some new things. And so, really looking forward to be able to see my family again, and make this journey, this life journey and, journey across, the country, because it's crazy to think that you can pack up your whole life and just move. And in a few days you can be on the West Coast, and then the next, in a couple of days be on the East Coast. And if you're really crazy, you can like drive the whole country in like 28 hours or something like that. Yeah, look it up. It's insane. I didn't think that was a possibility. Like, it's nuts to me to know that people sometimes drive all the way across country in 2 days. It's gonna take us a while. Got a big family. Can't really go too far before people get cranky and antsy and stuff like that. But we are going to make the trip, so pray for us that it goes well, that we make it safely. And then when I have time, like I said, hopefully I have some time to myself each week where I can continue the podcast. It's just going to take me a minute for us to kind of figure out our life schedule once we move. So again, share the podcast with your friends, with your family, anyone who would like to listen. I know things on the podcast have changed a lot from the beginning, but, you know, still trying to find my voice, always open to opinions. Hit me up on Instagram, send me message on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you prefer. Make sure you like and subscribe if this is the first time you are listening, and I'll see you guys soon. Later.